dressed. She wanders across the open room and pauses beneath the squawk and starlings, gazing up at them. That must be where the blood came from, a bird she caught in the night. At least, I hope it was a bird. I guess it could also be a rat or a possum. I brought you some breakfast, I say, crossing the room with my pack. Mama settles onto a clear place on the floor and I sit across from her, pulling out a thermos of decaf coffee and a fried egg and cheese sandwich, which she regards with deep skepticism. She turns her eyes back to the starlings and begins to hum. Her voice, even while humming, is eerily beautiful, especially here, echoing in the stillness of the prison. The starlings stop their chattering to listen. Maybe this is how she caught one last night. What's that you're humming? I ask, hoping to draw her back to human thoughts. She looks at me and smiles, the blood on her lips turning it into a chilling expression. She sings, picking up where she left off. From ear to ear I slit her mouth and stabbed her in the head, till she, poor soul, did breathless lie before her butcher bled. I go as still as the birds, my eyes fixed on hers. Her expression turns troubled as she sings the next verse, but her voice seems to caress the words. And then I took her by the hair to cover the foul sin, and dragged her to the riverside and threw her body in. That's enough, Mama, I say. Stop it. I shake myself, as if the movement can release me from her song and the memories it evokes. Gray skin and sharp teeth, a curtain of hair like seaweed. The wildness in her green eyes as she pushed the body into the river. I should have known better than to encourage Mama's singing. I used to love to hear her belt out these old ballads, songs carried to Tennessee by our ancestors. Sometimes she sang to draw the magic, and sometimes she sang just for the love of it. But now her beautiful voice is only a tool for the monster to use. She stops talking and grabs the sandwich from the floor, raising it to her mouth. I grip my teeth as a sour taste rises up my throat at the thought of the last food that passed through her lips. Once she finishes the final bite of sandwich, her eyes are clearer, less hungry. Do you want to come home with me today? I ask out of habit more than anything else. For some reason, I also add, I'm sure Da would like to see you. She takes a cautious sip from the thermos and smirks as if to say, if he wants to see me so bad, why is he not here? He's busy, I lie. Gathering ingredients? We've been getting more customers lately. The heat must be making everyone more bloodthirsty than usual. It's only June, but already it feels like the middle of summer. The forest is like a wet, green mouth, oppressively hot by 10 in the morning. This old prison is probably the coolest place for miles. Mama starts humming again, but I cut her off. Come home with me today. You can take a shower, see Da. Maybe help with some of the spell work? Her eyes flash, and I know it's time to back down, but I'm so tired of leaving her alone here. You're still human, I tell her. For now, I add to myself. She only changes at night, but every day, she becomes a little more monster than woman. You're allowed to go home. She only bares her teeth at me in response. Is it my imagination, or have her canines gone a little more pointed? I sigh and gather my things, leaving behind some food. I always bring a full day's food and water with me. Every morning, I offer to bring her home, and every morning, she refuses. I don't know if it's because she's doing penance for Aunt Sage, she's angry at Da, or she just doesn't want to play at being human anymore. See you tomorrow, then, I say as I make my way over the broken floor, stepping carefully over piles of rubble and small animal bones. The sun is fully up now, and I can see the prison in all its decrepit glory. The high, grim windows, the lonely, empty cells. I let myself out the usual door, padlocking it behind me, then head toward a crumbling brick wall. I skirt through a body-sized hole, and then I'm under the barbed wire fence and trudging.